Talking to Owatonna's eighth grader, Carson Brady, has qualified for the state cross country meet. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
I'm catching you here after you just did a warm up run here this week, practice run. Of course, it's cold outside.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the weather right now?
It's really cold, so you have to layer, I guess.
And do you what would be ideal weather conditions for you to run?
If it was warmer but not hot.
Okay, so the idea being 40-ish or whatever for the weekend, that sounds pretty cool to you.
A little bit. It's good weather, though.
Okay, when you start, how long does it take to feel warm? Do you have an answer to that? I mean, on a cold day, do you get warmed up pretty quick when you do start running?
Not when you start, but as you keep running, I guess. I don't really have a time.
Okay, all right. The idea of running at the state meet, is it intimidating in any way? What's your feelings about it here a couple of days before?
I'm really excited, and yeah, I don't know.
It's going to be a big field. You've run in some big fields. Is that more fun, or is that what are some challenges when you're running a huge field? Because you guys were at the mega meet, and, mm-hmm. and even conference and section are pretty big, but state will have so many runners. So what are some keys or some challenges when that happens?
I like having people like beside me running, like when it's a little bigger, because then I have someone to stick with, and yeah.
Now, with the idea that you're running individually at state, you won't have your teammates to work with. Do you then just have to kind of pick a person that looks like the same pace, or how do you pick someone to run with?
Well, there's a couple girls that I've ran with, and they're going to. And I think I'm going to try to stick with one of the Faribault girls.
All right. Now, I know those Farmington girls out of the section did real well, and I guess I forget who won the section, but I know Red Wing had good conference runners and everything.
Yeah.
That initial pace, or that pace that those front runners are going to take, you know, is that something you can keep up with, or do you have to kind of settle into your own pace?
Probably not. I'll have to settle into my own pace, kind of like sections again.
Okay. The section run, what stands out about it? You know, what went well? What challenges might you have had during that run over at Brooktree?
I definitely like that it's on a home course, and I know, like, we've done workouts on it, so I know where I'm at, like how much I have left in the race. And then one of the challenges is the weather, kind of how cold it is.
Okay. Now you won't necessarily know where you are on the St. Olaf course, even though you'll get a chance to do a practice run on it. So when you run on a course for a first time, how do you kind of gauge yourself or your pace, or how do you time yourself out?
I kind of stick with people that I know that are kind of my pace.
Now, are you allowed to use a watch or anything like that, those sort of things, to judge your pace or distance? Can you use that or not?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't run with anything on.
Okay. Are people able to use those sorts of devices on their wrist or anything, Dan? Use a watch or anything?
They can run with a watch. They just can't run with a GPS watch.
Not a GPS watch. Okay.
Pace or anything.
All right, okay, so a watch maybe to track their time or whatever. Okay, so Carson, you said you don't use a watch when you run?
No, because I don't like knowing what time. I don't know.
All right.
Because then I'll be, like, looking down, I think.
Okay. So in other words, so you said you've got some girls maybe you'll try and run with.
Yeah.
The idea of qualifying for state this season, was that, when was that on your radar? When did you think, hey, maybe I can do that this year?
Well, last year I missed state by one spot, so it was definitely, like, in my mind, so I kept working and, you
know. Breaking 19? Okay,
yeah.
Breaking 19 minutes. Was there also a goal in your mind, though, to make it to state as part of that?
Yeah, definitely.
18:51. Okay, so breaking the 19 mark is what you did. You qualified for state. Now, you said last year you missed it by just one spot. Knowing that you were that close, what kind of special things did you do? Did you work out extra hard? What did you do to be ready for this fall and eighth grade year running? What did you do to be ready for the season?
I just worked hard, I guess, and tried.
All right. But the being that close did motivate you to run more, run harder on a better routine, or what about that over the summer?
Yeah, and just, like, try eating better.
Okay.
And no sugar.
Okay, all right. So you being that close to state, you definitely altered your kind of habits in order to make this happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Being very close as a seventh grader is pretty incredible. Do you have particular goals at state, time-wise, place-wise?
To try to make top 50, I think.
Okay. All right. And do you have a time goal in your head as to what you hope to do?
To break 19 again.
Okay.
And try to stay in the 18s.
All right.
50s.
Sure. Well, that would be fantastic. And then, like we say, you're going to run on the St. Olaf course for the first time. When you think about the season and just kind of the team aspect of things, because the Huskies had a great season, third place in the conference, yeah. Third place in the section. What stands out for you from the team aspect of what this fall has been like?
We've definitely been placing higher in most of our meets, and we've been doing better.
Okay. And what do you enjoy most about cross-country running? What's really fun for you, Carson?
It's definitely my teammates that make it fun to do and to be around them.
Okay. And other sports, and what else are you doing here at the junior high? What activities, what sports are you in besides cross-country running?
I do basketball, and that's it.
Well, very good. Well, I hope you have fun at state. I'm sure. Are you nervous at all about it? And do you get butterflies at a big meet?
Not really. I'm not a nervous person, but I kind of am.
Okay, but not too bad
nervous
though.
Nervous for state, but no.
You're a little bit nervous
just
for state.
Little bit.
Just a little bit, you say. But overall, you don't consider yourself to be too. You don't get butterflies or anything like that, or upset anything when it comes to race time.
No.
Okay. What do you, maybe one final question or two here. What's kind of, when you're first starting out on a run or just kind of mentally, what are you thinking about? Is there a certain frame of mind you try to put yourself in before you run at a big event?
Not really.
Not really? Okay. Any music or anything to fire you up beforehand?
No.
Okay. You're just ready to run.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Carson, have a fun time at state. I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you. Thank you.